Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans have a choice Tuesday. They can vote for President Trump or Joe Biden. The contrast between the two candidates really stands out. The Midwest will see the most campaigning Friday from both candidates. Officials arrest a second suspect in the Nice, France church attack Thursday. The AP is reporting a judicial officer, not authorized to be named publicly, said Friday the second suspect is a 47-year-old man believed to have been in contact with the attacker the night before the incident. There's more to the full moon Halloween. USA Radio News, Val Dior has more.
The blue moon on October 31st will be the first full moon on Halloween in 76 years. According to info from NASA Earth and the Old Farmer's Almanac, the last time a full moon fell on Halloween was 1944. This full moon follows the harvest moon on October 1st. A blue moon is when two full moons fall in the same month. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Chaka Johnson, the family attorney for Walter Wallace Jr., says the family wants the officers who killed their son not to be charged with murder.
I don't think so, right? And here's why. They were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job. They didn't have it.
Mr. Wallace was shot by Philadelphia police while wielding a knife and approaching the officers, ignoring commands to drop the weapon. Apple is planning to build its own search engine to rival Google, according to Wednesday's Financial Times report. U.S. antitrust authorities are threatening to squash deals Google made with device makers to be the only search engine as the default option, specifically iPhones and Samsung phones. Apple's iPhone has started to show its own search engine results and link directly to websites when users type in search queries directly from the home screen in versions iOS 14 and later. The report stated Google pays Apple between $8 and $12 billion every year for its search engine deal. USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
NASCAR's Xfinity 500 takes place Sunday from the Old School Track in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Denny Hamlin talks about the Martinsville magic.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you that we've not been as strong on the short tracks this year as what we were last year. I think we finished in the top five in every short track last year. I'm confident we've run strong at some time, at times, but other times we've not. Like earlier in Martinsville was a very shock for us. Well, it wasn't a shock because I got an email an hour before the race saying essentially we were going to be terrible because our data was wrong. I think that, you know, we really adapt well as a team and we handle the information that we get really well. So I think, certainly, I'm optimistic and not going to look at the spring and say, oh, man, we were awful there. What have we done to change that? Like, I've got smart enough people working within our team that I'm pretty confident that we can go there and contend for a win, and that race essentially never happened. So it's so hard to draw parallels between previous success or failures to current results. It's so hard to do it, especially in our sport now.
The race on NBC starts at 2 p.m. Eastern. Police say two people were shot and killed in Sylmar, California during unruly celebrations following the Dodgers World Series victory Wednesday. Illegal fireworks, vandalism, graffiti, and car spinouts were the celebrations of choice. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Are you wearing your Dodger blue after 32 years, World Series championship?
Well, you know, I've lived in New York City now, actually, as for 33 years. I was born in Los Angeles, but I moved to New York City in 87. So I'm primarily a Yankees fan. I do root for the Dodgers sort of secondarily. But I got to tell you, my usual enthusiasm for baseball went right through the floor on the very first day of the truncated season when I watched the Yankees and the Red Sox all line up on the field, every last one of them taking a knee, including the Yankees. The Yankees always have stayed fairly apolitical, which has been great, but they just caved into Black Lives Matter. They're all on their knees, and I saw that, and like a lot of other viewers said, well, that's it. So I paid almost no attention to the season since then. Maybe next spring, I'll come back as a loyal baseball fan. But
hopefully we all can. Between all these different sports, I mean, the reason we watch them is for amusement and diversion here, and you're exactly right. I mean, I was turned off most of the season. It just drew me in because it was like, you know, I grew up in Southern California, so you know, you see Dodger blue and think of Tommy Lasorda and Kurt Gibson and the last time they won a World Series, and you know, it's just like, okay, you get drawn into it. And of course then was a wild game four, and even last night you kept thinking, okay, you know, are they going to be able to hold on to it? But they did, and you know, good for them. Congratulations.
Well, I saw the clip on the news of I guess it was game four, the penultimate game, when they dropped the ball twice. That was pretty sloppy. And don't forget, you mentioned those Dodger greats like Tommy Lasorda. And, of course, the beloved voice of the Dodgers, Vin Scully.
Arguably
the greatest sportscaster ever. And I could listen to that guy just read names out of the phone book for hours.
I'm with you. I would agree. Well, let's get on to what's happening in our world here. We're getting to the final home stretch of this election, and I thought it was quite interesting. A trending topic on Google is, how do I change my vote? Can I change my vote?
Yeah, I saw that too, and I think it points to this entire disaster that to which we've crept over the years and sprinted this year, and that is this whole idea of moving Election Day from, very clearly in the Constitution, it says the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. That's what the Constitution says. And then we said, okay, let's have absentee ballots for people who are sick or are going to be out of town. That's fine. And we started early voting, okay, a week before November, the November election, and then 2 weeks, then a month. And you actually had people in North Carolina voting on September 5. That was 24 days before the first presidential debate, and I think if I calculate correctly, 60 days before the November 3 election. I think that's insanity. That's just crazy. And I hope after this election, however it turns out, and I obviously hope President Trump and the Republicans completely romp, we really need to take a look at this and go back to the original idea of people voting on Election Day after you've heard all the speeches, seen all the debates, watched the ads, read the editorials, listened to those of us on TV and radio and so on, and then make an intelligent decision rather than make a decision in the past and then you're upset about something with Hunter Biden, or you're upset that President Trump unfortunately got COVID-19. You say, okay, I want my ballot back. And some states you actually can change your vote somehow, and others they'll say, sorry, you threw your ballot in the pile, it's too late. And,
exactly.
Yeah, it's just awful. This early voting thing is awful. These mass mailing mail-in ballots are a disaster. We really need to get back to the idea of going back and voting on Election Day with clean voter rolls, with the dead people and the people who've moved away, removed. Show your ID card, and we vote on Election Day. We count the votes on Election Day, and the absentee ballots have got to come in by midnight that night, not as in, I believe it's...
9 days later or something.
I think Michigan, I believe, is 14. I think it's 14 days later in Michigan. We may not have a proper countdown in Michigan until November 17th. That's practically Thanksgiving.
No, it's insane.
Absolutely, for no other reason than you want a clear decision so that if President Trump is reelected, he can go about his business and continue doing what he's doing. And if, God forbid, he's defeated, Team Biden can come in saying, okay, we won the election. Let's start, setting up the government to come in. Otherwise, 2 weeks can go into this and nobody knows what to do. Do you pack up and leave if you're working at the Treasury Department under President Trump? Or do you, start looking for a house in suburban D.C. because you're coming in as a cabinet secretary or subsecretary under President Biden? No one can make a decision for at least 2 weeks because the people, some judge in Michigan decided you can turn in your ballot all the way up to November 17th. That's just insanity.
Well, when you think about the peaceful transformation of power and the short amount of time, from Election Day, from November the 3rd to your first day in office, January the 20th, I mean, you've got to hustle. And that's you're hoping for every day, every moment, every hour in order to get your team together so that come Inauguration Day, you're off and rolling. And this was what I was concerned about, even, in 20. And little did we know all the other resistance that was going on and this attempted coup to even, murk up the works even that much more. This is just not the way to run a government.
Absolutely correct. In fact, I said November 17th being when the Michigan ballots are allowed to be able to come in. I hope I'm wrong, but I think because of all the absurd, ridiculous, last-minute rule changes that the Democrats have perpetrated, no Republicans are pushing for this nonsense. It's 1,000% fault of the Democrats. I think we're going to have contested results in multiple states. We'll have judges deciding, okay, these ballots are okay, these ballots are not okay. I said November 17th. This thing may drag well into December.
Can you imagine?
Imagine. Yeah. And again, if let's say you're somebody wants to go, if you're going to work for President Trump, you pretty much can stay in place. But if you think that Joe Biden's going to win and you want to go join the Biden White House, you're there from November 3 until December, who knows what, trying to decide, okay, do I quit my current job and move to D.C.? Do I start looking for a house? Where am I going to put the kids in school? You can't make a decision either, should I stay or should I go, for 4 or 5 weeks. This doesn't serve anybody. And again, the Democrats are 1,000% to blame for the chaos up until now and any chaos that continues after November 3.
Well, and this was part of their hesitation.
Republicans are completely blameless in this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and this was part of their hesitation in, of course, resistance. I mean, there was lots of reasons for them to resist the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett, but they didn't want 9 judges if they could get by with 8 and, try to work things in their favor so that if it got too contested, then maybe they'd have to stay with a lower court ruling. And of course, the Democrats are real good at court shopping and judge shopping, right?
Well, that's very true. And you saw in just a couple of weeks, about a week ago, there was a decision about, I believe it was Pennsylvania being able to turn their ballots in 3 days late. And the Supreme Court, without Amy Coney Barrett on board, split 4-4. John Roberts joining the left, he's doing way too often, I think. And therefore, the lower court decision prevailed, and Pennsylvania can turn in their ballots 3 days late. Now, if you have a lower court decision, you can say, okay, well, we'll go to the lower court. But what happens if the Supreme Court is trying to make a decision between the Ninth Circuit's decision and the Fifth Circuit's decision, and they, Amy Coney Barrett were not there, and they split 4-4, okay, well, which circuit prevails, the Ninth Circuit or the Fifth Circuit? We don't know because the Supreme Court deadlocked. And then where do we go? So the Democrats themselves, they created the requirement and the necessity and the conditions that merited the immediate placement on the Supreme Court of Amy Coney Barrett, because with all this chaos that's going to come, I fear we need to have 9 justices so we can get a 5-4 decision if that's what it takes. People can agree or disagree with the decision, but at least we'll have a decision we can move forward rather than have a 4-4 tie.
So we got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
God is using the needs brought on by COVID-19 to open doors in Thailand and deepen relationships with people seeking hope. Gospel workers paid weekly visits to a couple they have shared Christ with for 10 years to assist with routine tasks and applications for government assistance. They gifted their friends with audio equipment and an invitation to listen to life's answers as they continue to explore Jesus. God is using these friendships for the gospel. And it's exciting to realize that several years before God opened the door to broadcast the gospel in Thailand, He was laying the groundwork. It's a reminder of the importance of building long-term relationships with the people we want Jesus to rescue.
To read more stories of how the Tide Ministry, boots on the ground in Thailand, are building relationships and encouraging more seekers to embrace Jesus as their Savior, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Bill Martinez live.
Independent, we are just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. DeRoy, is just to kind of wrap things up here with all this contention and possibilities, you know, not to mention, I mean, we've been told that, hey, there's going to be riots in the streets almost regardless of who gets elected.
Yeah, this is something really disturbing. The notion, I hope it doesn't happen, the fact that we were discussing the idea that if people are not happy with the election results, they won't just, you know, cry on election night and grind their molars for a week or two and then get about the business of trying to win the next election, but that people are going to go into the streets and I assume just start setting fires and breaking windows and all that. My guess it will not be, you know, if Joe Biden happens to win, which again I hope doesn't happen, but I don't think you're going to see Republicans going out in the streets and engaging in riots. My guess is if President Trump is reelected, that will happen, especially if he gets in with 272 electoral votes or something like that. If he wins in a landslide, which I hope he does,
yes.
even Antifa might say, well, you know, he kicked our butts, so we're not happy, but we're going to cool it. But especially if it's a close Trump victory, my fear is it's going to make the George Floyd riots look like Easter Sunday.
Yeah, and what we see bubbling here is more than Antifa. You got the Black Lives Matter activists. You've got, you know, these communist Chinese connections that are being revealed right now by Trevor Loudon. I mean, we've got almost domestic missiles just lying in wait here that could create all kinds of problems.
I think you're right. And look, I hope that Attorney General Barr and the FBI and the Secret Service, U.S. Marshals, local and state law enforcement are on top of this. And God forbid this thing takes off. If it does, it could go on for weeks. It could become even more violent and intense. I mean, with George Floyd, you did have a focus on law enforcement and police brutality, fairly or unfairly. If we do have post-election riots, it will literally be nothing but politically oriented violence, which means that those engaging in it will essentially be engaged in sedition, I assume, or even
truly
by dictionary definition, revolutionary activity. And that needs to be squelched at once. If you want to protest peacefully, wonderful. The second somebody picks up a rock or a brick, the person ought to be handcuffed, straight to jail, and if convicted, I'd say a good 5 to 10 years in prison on it.
Yeah, that might put them in check here, and maybe we'll start hearing from the suburban housewives dialing 911 and where's law enforcement in my neighborhood, right?
Well, and if they have that concern, then maybe they ought to prevent that from happening by giving President Trump a tremendous and resounding landslide. That's what
exactly. Well, from your lips to God's ears. All right, you wrote about this before, and that is that you know, big tech needs to make up their mind. They need to decide between their split personalities. Of course, they're on the Hill in meeting with the Senate Commerce Committee to, you know, to give some explaining. They have explaining to do here with what they've been doing in squelching conservative voices.
You're absolutely correct. In fact, I'm writing about this as we speak. I'm looking at my op-ed piece on my computer screen. I'll read you just a brief comment for a question from Ted Cruz, who grilled Jack Dorsey, the founder and CEO of Twitter, regarding the I think it's 13 days now. The New York Post Twitter account has been blocked. They're frozen. It's, you know, our nation's fourth largest newspaper, founded by none other than Alexander Hamilton 200 plus years ago. And Ted Cruz asked Jack Dorsey, "Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report, what the American people are allowed to hear, and why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?" And that's just how they've been acting. Now, Twitter is a private organization, and if they want to run themselves as a liberal website, that's wonderful, the way that The Nation is liberal or that National Review Online is conservative, but then they cannot or they should not be face or enjoy the protection against litigation, lawsuits, and so on under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. If they want that protection, they need to behave as a platform the same way AT&T does or Spectrum Mobile. You know, if you call somebody on your phone and say, you know, vote for Trump, vote for Biden, you know, raise taxes, cut taxes, AT&T doesn't say, okay, we're going to block all the Trump people, or we're only going to call
exactly.
people want to cut, you know, raise taxes. No, every call gets to go through, and, you know, if you're plotting a bank robbery, then, you know, they may pass your name on to the FBI, but short of that, they let you say what you want. If Twitter wants to behave that way, great. They can enjoy the protections of Section 230. If they want to be a publisher and decide, okay, we hate the New York Post, we love Joe Biden, we hate Donald Trump, great, behave that way. But
exactly.
then you're going to leave yourself open to New York Post lawsuit if they decide to take you to court for blocking their Twitter account. So they need to decide, are we publishers or are we each one? Are we a publisher or are we a platform? And they can either enjoy or not enjoy the benefits of Section 230. That I think we need legislation to force them to make that choice. It ought to be a free choice, but they need to make a choice and pick one or the other and not be this awful hybrid, which is what they are now.
Exactly. I mean, they're taking full advantage. They've been doing this for a long time. And, of course, you know, we knew this going into this because in 2016, the CEO of Google made it clear to his staff that he was not going to stand for Donald Trump getting reelected. And they were going to do everything they could to block that. And I'm going, whoa, you know, and it's taken us 4 years to get to this point to realize that they weren't going to do what they said they were going to do.
Yeah, that, there was a video that came out of was it the day after Hillary Clinton lost the election? I think was it Twitter headquarters, I believe.
I thought it was Google. Maybe it was Twitter, but I thought it was
Google. You're right. It was correct. It was Google headquarters. That's right. And it was a big crying session. These people in tears, and you know, handing out teddy bears and comfort dogs the whole bit. And they just said, "Look, we're not going to let this happen again." And I thought that was quite something. And now you're seeing what's happening. You're seeing the stories blocked. The Media Research Center did a count. They found 65 examples where big tech had censored President Trump. You know how many times they blocked stories or Twitter messages, what have you, from Joe Biden?
Zero. Like zero?
Zero. Yeah, 65 exactly. to 10 or 65 to 3. 65 to zero. Not exactly fair and balanced.
No. So, no, any more than all the negative reporting about Donald Trump anywhere, 92-95%. I mean, that's intentional. That's not by accident.
It's remarkable. I mean, just on a random basis, you'd think even if you disagree with him, he's got to do more than 5%, good stuff. But yeah, the reporting actually, again, Media Research Center calculated, I think June, July, the coverage is 95 negative, 5% positive. Unbelievable. I mean, we've gone well beyond media bias into just, full blown advocacy, on one side and censorship, against the other side.
Well, DeRoy, so much about this election is about domestic issues, the economy. Of course, the Biden campaign, DNC, just beating the drum on COVID to no end. But certainly, I think one of the legacy points that you wrote about after your time spent with Robert O'Brien is Trump's underappreciated foreign policy.
Yeah, no question. There's a lot that he has done that has gotten very little attention. A perfect example, going back to our previous topic. On last Friday, the administration under President Trump's leadership concluded an Israel-Sudan peace agreement. This is the third peace agreement in the Middle East in 2.5 months. I mean, it's basically, a new Mideast peace deal every
after, what, 50 years or something, right?
So the first one was with the United Arab Emirates. That was the first one in 26 years.
Right.
You know how much coverage the ABC, CBS, and NBC Nightly News gave on Friday to that breakthrough between Israel and Sudan?
What, something like zero?
Minutes, right. 0 seconds. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And yet they, I believe it was the CBS was able to do a story, one of the three networks, on a woman, I think she's in Georgia, who sets up these small meals of human food to feed local chipmunks. They spent over 2 minutes on that story about this woman feeding chipmunks. They couldn't give a little 10-second, piece of videotape with a voiceover by the anchor saying, in Washington, D.C., President Trump concluded a peace agreement between Israel and Sudan. In other news, not even that.
Yeah.
So when you see not even that level of coverage, it says to me and should say to every American that the big three networks and the big media literally are censoring the good things President Trump is accomplishing in order to get Joe Biden elected. It's sick. It's disgusting. And and that's just in the foreign policy area. There are many more wonderful things the president has done. I think ISIS, it's amazing it didn't come up in the debate last Thursday. The ISIS caliphate grew the size of not one but two New Jerseys.
Yes.
I like New Jersey, but one is plenty, thank you. two New Jerseys, and it's gone.
Yeah.
Totally eliminated. Completely erased and sandblasted right out off the desert floor, and that alone is a huge accomplishment. I mean, when Obama and Biden were there, you used to hear about ISIS this and the people shot and killed in San Bernardino and the airport in Brussels and the restaurant and the disco in Paris and Americans killed, and nobody talks about ISIS anymore. I mean, to a degree, it's such a success for President Trump that it's gone totally off people's minds. He doesn't really get credit for it anymore because it's totally forgotten.
Well, we got to leave it there until we talk again. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thanks, DeRoy. Take care.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
This is sponsored by Cigna. Medicare beneficiaries can make changes to their health plan during the annual election period, October 15th through December 7th. In the current environment, it's more important than ever to have comprehensive health coverage. Adults 65 and older can shop for plans during the annual election period without even leaving their homes. Shannon Adams, a Medicare Advantage expert and head of customer experience at Cigna, says,
The good news is you can shop for plans from the convenience of your home. You can go online and browse Medicare's Plan Finder or attend a virtual educational session. To understand your options, you can also call individual plans or independent brokers. Remember to check whether a plan includes your favorite doctors. Some plans offer benefits such as dental, vision, transportation, or virtual care. Be sure to look for these benefits and use them. Medicare is great, but it can be confusing, so don't be afraid to get help from others, including friends and family members.
Visit www.cigna.com/Medicare to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans have a choice Tuesday. They can vote for President Trump or Joe Biden. The contrast between the two candidates really stands out. The Midwest will see the most campaigning Friday from both candidates. Officials arrest a second suspect in the Nice, France church attack Thursday. The AP is reporting a judicial officer, not authorized to be named publicly, said Friday the second suspect is a 47-year-old man believed to have been in contact with the attacker the night before the incident. There's more to the full moon Halloween. USA Radio News, Val Dior has more.
The blue moon on October 31st will be the first full moon on Halloween in 76 years. According to info from NASA Earth and the Old Farmer's Almanac, the last time a full moon fell on Halloween was 1944. This full moon follows the harvest moon on October 1st. A blue moon is when two full moons fall in the same month. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got the economist Stephen Moore, co-founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity and member of President Trump's Economic Recovery Task Force. Stephen, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. What a great day for America.
I mean, boy, I'll tell you, that number, 33.1%, boy, that's a lot to shout about, isn't it?
It's the best number we've ever had. I've gone back 75 years in the data since we started, you know, recording this data back to 1948. And the previous high quarter was in 1950. I don't know what happened in 1950 when we had 16.5% growth, but 33.1% is incredible. It is, mm-hmm. This economy is just red hot. It's soaring right now. And, you know, it's interesting because if we get a, you know, decent number for the fourth quarter, like 5 or 6% growth, we will actually have ended the year with a slightly positive growth. I mean, that's amazing given that we have lived through a once in a century pandemic.
Exactly.
It shows we've had some really good economic leadership.
Talk about a comeback nation. I mean, and you talked about it, Stephen, early on at the disdain of the Democratic economists and the policymakers. You said, Bill, we're going to have a hockey stick response here, and this is what it looks like to me.
You know what I call it? I call it a super B.
Super B.
Okay. V-shaped recovery. This is a super B. I mean, again, you've known me a long time, Bill.
Yes.
I am a big optimist, and but I never predicted we'd see anything like this. And by the way, the government, it was not government. That's the other thing. The government stimulus spending had already been basically flowed through the system. Government spending actually fell in the third quarter of GDP. So the good news is that it was all private sector growth. It was private spending, private businesses, private investment that boomed. And so, you know, you've got to look at this and you say, my God, we're on the back of Secretariat. Why
exactly
do we want to change horses right now?
Yeah, without a doubt. And these are because the policies that the Trump administration has put into place. Imagine, I mean, we don't have to go that far back to imagine, because we did experience the Biden-Obama policies, and what it did, it just languished the economy. But because of, the restrictions eliminated and people able to respond and be self-responsible and be productive individuals, this is why we're getting the kind of recovery. Otherwise, we'd experience, something like what we did, lest people forget, the slowest recovery in the history of our country.
You know, it's really interesting, too, Bill, because we still have Democratic states that are shut down. And, of course, the Democrats love to shut down the economy and shut down businesses.
Yes.
And, I was in Chicago yesterday. That very controversial. The governor there, J.B. Pritzker, shut down the restaurants just when they were finally getting
exactly
back on their feet, Bill.
And how are they going to operate with the cold weather coming in, Steve? I mean, that's going to kill those restaurants.
You're going to see thousands and thousands of businesses and stores go bankrupt as a result of Pritzker. But my point is that all the growth, we know this from the unemployment rate numbers, where, the unemployment rates are very, very high in states like New York and New Jersey and Illinois and California and Maine and Rhode Island. And they're very low in the red states, Texas and Tennessee and Georgia. So if we hadn't had these blue state governors acting so incompetently, and they had actually helped the economy rather than hurt it, we might add 40 or 50% growth in
exactly
third quarter.
And what you just said, Stephen, is so important, and I hope people are getting this number. I mean, here we are, 33.1%, but, we're getting dragged by these blue states and these governors.
Yeah, it's amazing, because we've been through this pandemic now. It has been almost somewhere around 9 months.
9 months, yeah.
And it's been a brutal period. This has been a once-in-a-century phenomenon. And, we've learned a lot from this over the time. People blame Trump for some mistakes that were made at the beginning. We'd never experienced anything like this. But you learn as you go along. And yet, here we are 9 months later. And the one thing everyone agrees on is that lockdowns of businesses and shutdowns of stores and shutdowns of schools and parks have no positive impact in terms of, stopping the spread of the disease. And in fact, if anything, they've had a negative impact. Mm-hmm. And yet you still have these Democrats who love to talk, we follow the science. Well, the science shows that this doesn't, even the World Health Organization,
exactly,
which is one of the most liberal groups out there, even they issued a declaration a couple of weeks ago saying lockdowns do not work.
Exactly. Well, and this is what the president warned early on. He said, do not let the solution be worse than the disease, because we're not even looking. Of course, the media is not reporting on the other consequences of the lockdown in terms of increased number of suicides, what's been happening with the divorce rate in the country. Stephen, this has been devastating. The very thing that the president warned about, that, of course, the mainstream media is not going to report on.
Well, he's been very strong on this. Get our businesses reopened. Do it in a safe and responsible and healthy way. It is inexcusable that we're here at the end of October, Bill, and we still have about 60% of the schools in the country closed down, when every scintilla of data shows that children, especially 6, 8, 10, 12-year-olds, are not in any way susceptible to this disease, to be struck by lightning than to die from coronavirus.
Right.
And yet, we need to have a – Biden is right. We have we need a unified policy, but it has to be towards opening. And
yes,
Biden has said it many times. He would shut down the entire economy if that's what one or two scientists told him to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. Well, in the way I read it, Stephen, and maybe I'm overreading this, but I think that this is what the president is promoting, is that we open up. But when you have the resistance from, these Democratic governors that are so draconian, and they're just over-exercising themselves, and, they say, respond to the science. Well, I think the science is pretty clear. I mean, what is it? Either the science is a fact, or you're just going to pick and choose based on your own philosophy at any given moment.
Well, see, Bill, I think you've really, this is one of the things that I find very troubling about this. The left keeps on, we follow the science. We follow the science, what the scientific consensus is. And it's what it turns out is that the science is whatever they want it to be, right?
Exactly.
I mean,
yes,
when you have a disagreement about the science, they pick the scientists they agree with, and they say this is the science. That's very dangerous, by the way, not only for the policy outcomes, but it's very dangerous for scientific inquiry. If I disagree with you on the science, they want to shut you down.
Exactly.
They don't want you to, that's the opposite of scientific inquiry.
Yeah, and as if, and they'll shut you down, including with big tech, as we know about, and what they've been doing here recently, right?
They have the means to do it, right?
Yes, and without a doubt.
So anyway, but the good news today is, you know, this economy is back on fire. It's been an incredible odyssey from, you know, flattening the economy the first half of the year to getting this economy back up and running. I don't think anybody but Donald J. Trump would have been capable of this.
Yeah, I would agree. It seems rather obvious. Stephen, I want to give you a chance in the last couple of minutes, because when I see on TV, they have you up against a Democratic economist. And, you know, their response just does not seem to, you know, comport with reality as far as I'm concerned, in trying to say that you know, the Obama-Biden administration turned over a robust economy to Donald Trump. Can you square away this deal, please?
Well, they are, I think the term is misremembering, because this is not what happened. And I think the American people realize, I mean, you know, the first term of Obama-Biden was a total disaster. I mean, we had the average unemployment rate in Biden's first term was almost 9%, you know, and then we got a recovery, but it was a very meek recovery. The last year before we took over in 2017, the last year we had 1.5% growth. That's barely staying out of recession. So we did not hear, if the economy had been strong, Hillary Clinton would have been elected president.
Exactly.
It's not strong and people want to change.
Well, and we know that what happened almost instantaneous, and that was that, you know, that Donald Trump took off the regulations off the throats of productive Americans, and they went screaming through the doors back to work and happy to do so, weren't they?
That's, you know, it's amazing when you just give businesses and workers a sound economic environment, which means Joe Biden, lower taxes, not higher taxes, less government spending, not more government spending, and less regulation, not more. I mean, basically, what Biden would do is turn all the dials that we turn towards positive growth. He wants to turn them in the opposite direction, and you will get the opposite result.
Without a doubt, it is a clear binary choice, and I'm like you. I'm saying, look at, you're riding a winning horse. Why do you want to change horses right now? You know, it just doesn't make sense, and I think more and more Americans are realizing that, even to the point, Stephen, I don't know if you noticed, but one of the trending inquiries on Google this past week was, how do I change my vote?
Well, I hope people who see this number today, who maybe already voted, and they maybe don't like Donald Trump's personality, and I have some relatives in that category, they might think, well, I might not like the way he actually talks, but boy, do I like his results.
He is delivering the results, no doubt about it. The economist Stephen Moore, co-founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity and member of President Trump's Economic Recovery Task Force, right here. Thank you, Stephen. Take care. Be well.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great weekend.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
I appreciate the encouragement from Danny Gokey, right? I mean, hey, we are closer than we think we are. We may have just not seen it yet, but hang in there. You know, a lot of things happening in our culture today, especially as we continue to battle through this pandemic. I think it's quite ironic that one of the things that you hear from married couples is that we don't spend enough time together. You know, this is a big issue. We need more time together. Well, help me understand that in this era of COVID, when you have couples spending more time together, that divorce is on the increase. Now, of course, that's very simplistic because, as we know, marriages can be complicated. And there's lots of things that can influence, you know, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and especially happiness when it comes to our marriages. But it's just a head scratcher to say, well, look, we've got more time. We're spending more time together. And we're still not happy, and we're off to divorce court. And at the same time, our local emergency rooms, which are, you know, when it comes to marriage and spiritual matters, are our local churches. And they're being overwhelmed. And I'm wondering how they're handling this in light of, you know, COVID-19 and the fact that, you know, their phones are ringing off the hook and they have more people coming in saying, look, we got marriage problems. We've got serious marriage problems here. And it's just amazing. I was speaking with a friend the other night, and she was telling me that it's just, you know, overwhelming that she comes home and she's just, you know, totally drained dealing, because in her particular line of work, they deal with divorces. And it is kind of crazy, you know, what they're dealing with. Well, we're, you know, standing by for Erin Smalley. She's the program manager of Marriage Ministries with Focus on the Family. And we're going to talk about navigating the political differences in a marriage. So it's, you know, tough enough as it is when you have a situation where, you know, you're dealing with COVID, you want more time. And that doesn't seem to be, you know, working either, which is, so, okay, so what are we missing in translation here? And, I'm hesitant here just a little bit, so you're hearing me pausing, obviously, because I'm trying to get a message to Erin, because, for some reason we're having a little bit of a challenge. This is what you do, a live show. And also what we do in terms of getting talented guests, I mean qualified guests, you know, like Aaron Smalley and others that we have on the show, to be able to get this coordinated. And about 95% of the time we're pretty successful. And occasionally we run into challenges like we're running to right now. And so hopefully somehow, because the other thing that happens in some areas you can imagine, because we're live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, is that, because of the time zones, people, there's different time zones. And so they're, so what's happening is they turn off their ringer and they may still be on sleep mode. And then all of a sudden it's like, then they call me back later. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't have my ringer on and, whatever. So, but we'll just keep doing our best and see what we can do. But anyway, so what are your thoughts? What is it that's going on in your marriage, especially in line of COVID? Like I said, you hear all the time, particularly from women, she's not spending enough time with me. And so now we had COVID, and now we're forced to spend time, and that's not working. It's like, oh, come on, please, help us out here. What is happening? And then you, you go back to what the Bible had to say, and when Jesus was asked about divorce, and what he said, he says, but for the hardness of your heart. He says, it was never God's intent that there would be multiple marriages and that divorce would exist. It was like till death do us part, one marriage, a family, all this to hold everything all together, because God knew with disparate families, and for those of us that have had those, we know the challenge and how frustrating it has been and the regrets that come into play and the kids with different parents involved. It's problematic, and we've complicated our lives. And this is what happens when we figure out, or somehow we think we figured out, that maybe God didn't have it exactly right. And that we may have a different way. Well, okay, we're successful here. And we have Aaron with us. Aaron, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I was almost panicking because I was getting into areas that I needed your lifeline on and your safety net. Because, whenever you, as I told you the other night, whenever your husband and I are together, we get ourselves in trouble. And so then he calls me later and says, Bill, we can't do this without Aaron. Because when we're without Aaron, we talk like a couple of guys, and then we find out what the real world is all about.
Yeah, you need the female perspective added in, right?
We need that balance. But, what I was posing to the audience earlier where we were waiting for you is that in this era of COVID, going into it, one of the big complaints that we heard in marriage is that we're just not spending enough time together. We need to spend time together. Now COVID-19 comes along, we're spending more time together, and we're still not happy, and now we're going to divorce court. What's going on?
Yeah, there's a lot of stress and strain going on in our country, period, but it's impacting marriages in a great way. If couples were struggling before COVID, COVID comes and it's like shining this massive beam of light on the issues that have been there all along, but now they're intensified.
Right.
And if couples aren't equipped to deal with those issues, Bill, then they become more and more disconnected, shut down, and miserable.
Well, I started to say that, Jesus blamed it on the hardness of our hearts, that it was never God's intent for us to go through divorce, married, till death do us part. And but Moses had to institute divorce because of the hardness of our hearts. So it just really points to our fallen nature and selfishness, does it not? Because, because between you're not the boss of me or, control, and I'm touching on these in such a broad brush sort of way, it's almost unfair. But nonetheless, these are all contributors to, that point of mutual respect and submission. To where we come together and realize, hey, what are we in it for? We're not in a marriage. We're not in it for the individual. We're in it for the institution and for the family and everything that God says he'll bless us through if we honor that institution. Is that right?
Yeah. And, Bill, you're so right with the hardness of the heart, that often what couples do when I work with them and I hear from them is that they want to blame the other person, and they don't recognize when they're focusing on the other person, they're giving their power away. Mm-hmm. We have 100% power to go between us and God and get our hearts back open. If your heart is hardened, you don't need your spouse to do a thing. Between you and God, you can get it back open.
Right.
And so it's your job to care for your heart. And I think that's where we get confused, because we want the other person to do something so we feel better. But we have no control of the other person. But we have full control of us.
Boy, you bring up a powerful point. And, you know, talking about the control is that between what happens and the choice you make is really... it's quite a expansive area where you decide whether or not you are in control, or are you going to relegate that control, right? Are you going to give up on that freedom? Because in the midst of that choice that you make and the circumstance that causes you to that point of decision is this big opening. Are you going to live in freedom, or are you going to live enslaved to your emotions?
Yes, 100%. Now, I would say acknowledge your emotions, care for your emotions. Your emotions are the voice of your heart, but until you acknowledge them, when you get triggered within the relationship, you're stuck in an amygdala hijack.
That's right.
You're not thinking clearly, so acknowledge your emotions. I am feeling what? That helps to begin to move that brain energy to your prefrontal cortex, which is your more rational part of your brain. So then you can start thinking through, okay, what do I need to do? And you're thinking from now a clear place, versus a place where everything is confusing and it's high energy and your heart is racing. Take a step back in those moments, name what you're feeling, and then start thinking through what's true here, what's true about me, them, the relationship, and what do I need to do?
Yeah, what do you need to accomplish and stay consistent with the goal, which takes a process? Because, Aaron, where I get myself in trouble, because I am I'm like the microwave individual. It's like I want to solve that problem in seconds. And that's where I get myself in trouble. And because I haven't given my wife the opportunity to process what I'm processing and do it in a way that's, not necessarily threatening or disarming, because, as you said earlier, which is so important, is that we can't compel anybody to do any. If we do, what a lousy way to live.
Yeah, and it doesn't work. And
no.
That's ultimately, I tell my couples, I want to see you get what you want. There is no one that comes into my office that isn't saying we want a better connection. And so it's looking at that connection begins, the connection between you and God and you, but then it can transpire into a connection with your spouse.
Exactly. And all this lays down the foundation, because as if that's not enough, hey, we haven't been in a very heated political season, and heaven help you if one of you is an arch Democrat versus an arch Republican, right?
I had that exact scenario in my office this week multiple times. And, you know, I just want to encourage couples to recognize it is not your job to deem what your spouse thinks, believes politically. It is okay that you see things differently, because we're different people and we
exactly.
see many things differently in this world. So if it's political and it's too intense, set it aside. Set it aside. Your marriage is more important than a political view.
Without a doubt. And, of course, right now, the culture, the political environment is such, it's so adversarial that you want to make sure that you're not following their example necessarily, do we?
Oh, gosh, absolutely not. And to recognize we're close to something bigger.
Well,
easy, but we have the power of the Holy Spirit. Go with
Amen.
God.
Amen. Go with God. Aaron Smalley on navigating political differences in a marriage with focus on the family. She's the program manager of Marriage Ministries.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system, to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.